Her presence is God's present, and you should be that present. So I guess you could say, well, I guess I can say I've been through a divorce now. Me and my phone are no longer married. I think I'm ready to be here now.
Welcome to Clean Ears. We are back.
Yes, episode 5.
Yes, this is Simone.
And this is Saritha.
So, Saritha, how you doing this week?
Girl, I am otherwise than suffering from all of this pollen.
Bruh.
Because apparently these trees have no love for me. I'm doing great.
All right. Well, actually, you know what else we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about how Saritha's got her fingers all in her hair right now. Because Saritha got her hair pressed. And Woo. She just is out here just shooting commercials with every move she makes.
Girl, straight hair, very much do care.
Ow.
Yes. And it was straight for Easter, which is, you know, like Christian Super Bowl, yes. Grammy night, Oscar night.
All rolled into one.
Yes.
It was good stuff, too. I don't know what you guys did for Easter, but we went to church, and it was lit.
And we're not saying that as like, oh, we're Christians, and it has to be lit. Like, no. Service was lit.
Yes. Worship was everything. The message was so on point, mm-hmm. and it was great. Plus, I mean, hey, everybody was all Easter fresh. It was just nice seeing our friends dressed up as best as we could because the weather in Atlanta was real suspect that weekend.
Ooh, for real.
But we turned it out. We showed out, still had our Easter fashions going on, and it was a good time just getting together with our church family to celebrate our risen King, mm-hmm. the most important thing. Without the resurrection, there'd be no church.
Right. There'd be no need for any of this.
Exactly. So it was just a great time celebrating what Jesus did on the cross and everything that it meant. And we had a fantastic time.
Yes. Shout out to our church. We love you so much.
Yeah. Love them, I love them.
Love them, I love them.
Speaking of a good time, we attended a little soiree recently.
Yes, we got the information off the medias of So Worth Loving, which is a wonderful clothing line. And they just had a retail store open. And so we went to the launch party.
Yes, and it was great. They had free food, free tacos, children. This is a big deal. Free tacos. And they were banging.
For real. We had to all figure out how to eat them.
Standing up.
Right. But it was a good look once they got in there. It was so yummy.
Yes. So it was great seeing friends new and old. They have a lot of really dope clothing. And if you check out our Instagram at Clean Ears, mm-hmm. you will see our photos from the event and you'll be able to see So Worth Loving's handle if So Worth Loving is hard for you to spell. and you'll be able to go to their page and see the awesome stuff that they have. And hey, visit the store. It's in East Atlanta, right down the street from Graveyard, if you bought that life.
Right. Or if you don't know where that is, just find a little 5 and take a left.
Google it. How about yes. that? Let me not try to give anybody directions. Just Google it.
For sure. And speaking of events, we have been so honored and blessed to be invited to be part of the Pink Curls event.
Yes.
Happening in Atlanta on April 22nd.
Yes. There will be a product swap. There will be a Q&A. There will be a photo booth. There will be food. Can you tell where my heart is today, y'all? I'm so passionate about this food because I'm loaded up on snacks right now. But it's going to be a great time. We're going to get together, talk about just our natural hair, because we're all natural sisters in the building, although some of us have different struggles than others. But we're all natural sisters, so we'll be out there having a good time, getting to know other people, talking about Jesus and curls. I mean, what's more fun than that?
I feel like it's going to be so great. We are going to be posting that information on our media. So check us out, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Whatever.
If you have hit up the website, you know where we are. Like we said, www.cleanershow.com. You can get all of our media information there.
Yes. And also, after that event, we have Expressions coming up. We've mentioned it before, and we're going to, now that it's getting closer to the time for that event, we'll be posting about it on our Instagram as well. Expressions is a night of spoken word featuring some really awesome people. We get to see our big cuz Genetics.
Word.
We get to see Joe Solomon. A lot of other really awesome people, and we're really looking forward to that. We will be in the building.
Yes. So
watch the gram.
Yes, watch the gram. All the information is always on the gram.
Mm. And you know what else you can watch while you're watching the gram? You can watch the stove. Let me tell y'all something. So, I was recently notified that the Hamburger Helper Oven Mitt has dropped a mixtape. And because we are all about mixtapes and clean music,
mm-hmm.
you know, this was right up our alley, and we had to talk about it.
It's fire. Let's just put it out there. Right. I'm not even going to just... Not gonna hedge and get around it. Watch the Stove is fire. Yeah, you can find it on SoundCloud. It is hilarious, but also very entertaining. You're yes. like, what is a mixtape about Hamburger Helper gonna be about? It's gonna be about cheese and meats and sauces and yes. yummy goodness. It is so good.
Yes, and it is all over the wonderfulness that is trap beats. So you will get a lot of auto-tune. You will get a lot of future-sounding types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you will get very hungry. She's in love with our club. Shawty ain't gone but until she get rest up. Let me be your plug, girl, I can get you some. Okay, okay, all right. Speaking of stuff set to hip-hop beats.
Word.
The Street Lights Audio Bible. Since Aretha put me onto this, Aretha, tell us about it.
So I was just going around on my medias, looking on the gram, and I found out about Street Lights Audio Bible. This is a Bible, straight up scripture. This is word for word scripture, but it's set to hip-hop beats. Yes. It is spoken by pastors and artists that you may know of. Like a propaganda, like a swoop, and it's on a beat. So they're not, it's not like they're rapping. They're just speaking the word. Right now I'm listening to 1 Peter and
yes.
what I can't even understand how I can just say that the scriptures are lit, but
they are.
It's so good. You're gonna start, and I think it's great for memorization for some people. If you're not one of those people who can read it and memorize, maybe hearing it behind a beat will help you memorize the word, get it in your heart. They have a lot of the New Testament already done. If you go to their website, www.streetlightsbible.com, you can download them there. It is such a cool idea. I mean, I was just excited, and I couldn't wait to tell all of you guys about it.
Yes, we're so fortunate to have stuff like that available to us. How cool is that to be able to just listen to scriptures read by a rapper or pastor over a rap beat? Like, come on now.
Man, I just love hip-hop.
This episode of Clean Ears features music by Lecrae, Swoop, Words Played, The Dream Junkies, Andy Mineo, Molly Music, KB, and Propaganda. Please visit www.cleanearshow.com for the full versions of these songs and a few more that we're listening to. We hope you enjoy what's in our headphones. New York City.
Baby, how you gon' complete your life checklist? Spending every night watching Netflix. Time is so precious. Gotta invest it where you spend it. If we prison is the comfort.
We're about to get into the topic of the day. But first, I'll pray us in, if you don't mind. Lord, we are so thankful for the opportunity you have given us to speak on the experiences that you've allowed to happen and the word that you have given us through this Bible. Lord, we are praying that the people who are listening right now will be able to receive your message clearly and wholeheartedly. We pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. So today we're going to be talking about time. This week I found out that someone that I went to high school with and was in connection with after high school passed away. And one of the first thoughts that I had when I got the news was, man, I wonder if he accomplished everything that he wanted to accomplish, or if there was still so much left that he wanted to do. And it made me think of my time on this earth. Like, we already know that our days are numbered. And I feel like even if I live to be 1,000 years old, I would always want more time. So today I wanted us to just talk about maximizing the time that we have, because we don't know when we're going to go. All we know is that all we have is right now. And I don't know about you guys, but I just want to make sure that I make the most of it. And I want to make sure that the way that I'm living every day lines up with God's purpose for my life, and that I'm not just out here spinning my wheels.
That is so true. I feel like a lot of times we don't start thinking about the impact we could have on this world until we get so much older, and it's not as easy as if you started right now. Like, if you started to really take seriously the dreams that God has put inside of us and made moves in those directions. And so this is kind of about following your dream.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of ways that you can misinterpret that. There's a lot of ways that people find a way not to follow their dream. There's a bunch of excuses.
Exactly. One thing that I've struggled with is feeling like I have to know everything before I even make the first step. And even just saying it out loud right now, it's just like, it even sounds silly and unrealistic to me. There's just no way that that's possible. Mm-hmm. Because even if I knew everything that was going to happen up front, that would terrify the mess out of me. You know, that would be a lot to even comprehend. And it would be overwhelming to try to understand how to work toward that.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the best ways for us to get out of that mindset, because a lot of us are like to plan ahead or we don't want to move because of that fear, is that you need to stop leaning on your own understanding. I mean, God has said that he is our greatest resource. He has all of the information. He is the one who knows exactly what's going to happen in our future. So we should just trust him to guide us, because he's going to make a way for that success. He hasn't given us a dream just for us to not be able to achieve it.
Absolutely. One thing that I've learned, especially throughout the entire process of being a part of Clean Ears, is that I could have a vision for something and God could have something completely different. And for me to try to look at my abilities, my talents, and what I can do, I would never have seen Clean Ears coming or even been able to do the things that I've done. It's so true in the word in Isaiah where it says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. And again, if I tried to, in my own mind, naturally think about what I could or couldn't do, then I would easily have psyched myself out and I just wouldn't be qualified to be a part of this team, instead of just saying yes to the vision that God gave me. And now the three of us get to hold hands and walk through this together, pray through this together, and try to figure it out, as opposed to not doing anything, waiting for the entire dream to come together. Mm-hmm. And honestly, when you wait for those perfect conditions and all of that understanding, that never comes. And so you just never move.
That is so true. Now, I want to read you guys a little bit of scripture. It's a nice chunk, so just stay with me.
Yes, girl.
But it's Ephesians 3, 14 through 20. It says, when I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think.
Oh my gosh, that gave me all the chills. Guys, Ephesians is so lit. Listen, if you've not read Ephesians before, studied Ephesians before, or if you have just never picked up a Bible, understand that Ephesians is just, oh my gosh, It's full of so much knowledge, and it's an easy read. It's very practical, and it's amazing. I absolutely love this scripture. Mm-hmm. That empowered me and encouraged me. Thank you, girl.
So much so, yes. We're still following our dream here at Clean Ears, so sometimes we need to hear that encouragement as well.
Absolutely. I love the part where it says, "Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." Mm-hmm. As we continue to work on Clean Ears, it just makes me feel like, okay, Lord, you can do anything. So all I have to do, my only responsibility, is to fall to my knees and pray to the Father.
My favorite piece of, like I said, that nice chunk of scripture is that I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. God has unlimited resources.
Yes.
I mean, even us as Clean Ears, sometimes we're wondering, how is this going to happen? How is that going to happen? How are these high dreams that we have going to happen when we're just starting? We really are babies in the game. And then I remember that God has unlimited resources.
Yes.
His plan is so much greater than any plan that we could try to make here at Clean Ears. We have an outline, but God is the one who gives us everything that we do. And so you have to remember, when you're thinking about following your dream, no, you may not have every single step in there, but God will fill in every single one of the gaps
yes.
that you think are in your plan and make it even greater than anything you could have made for yourself.
Absolutely. Makes me think of another scripture that says that God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And when I think about God supplying all of my needs and that he has unlimited resources, that's just mind-blowing. A lot of times we tend to think about, even as I go through this venture, sometimes I tend to think about things in terms of what I need. When I look at the situation based on what I need, it gets overwhelming. But when I look at the situation from the supply side, as one of my favorite pastors from Elevation Church, Pastor Stephen Furtick, says, when I look at what I need against God's supply, then it's like, oh, well, this is really small. Lord God, I know you can do this. I know that you can grant this for me. And that's the way that we've tackled most of the tasks that we've come across, most of the challenges that we've come across. And we just say, you know what, God, I know you've got this. Show me what to do. God's empowered us to do so much. And I love the reminder that we get from that scripture.
Yes. So another one of those excuses that we hear sometimes about people not following their dream is that they are waiting on God. And there's nothing wrong with waiting on God, but I feel like people kind of get that confused.
Absolutely. Waiting does not mean don't work. One of the dreamers of the Bible, David, had big dreams that God promised to him, and he waited a long time for all of that to come into fruition. But there were still so many things that happened along the way that got him to that point. And I think it's important that while we're waiting on God to deliver on what he said he will do, we have to remember that it's important to do everything that you can do.
Very much so. I feel like if you're not moving, if you're not getting any preparation happening, then you can't be in a place of where you're ready to receive that dream. I can think of so many things, especially when talking about Clean Ears, where there were failed attempts at other things that I would do, but all of those tools that I started to cultivate in those different avenues have been used here at Clean Ears. It is the fullest use of everything that I have inside of me, from past history to the things that I have learned to do in the last couple of months just to make this happen. And that's how you know that you're really working in God's will, is that he starts to use pieces of yourself that you thought he would never use. It's one of those things where you get that moment of, you know, all things work together for your good. When you're working in God's timing and God's plan, he can use everything in your life for his good.
Absolutely. But if you're not moving and if you're not doing anything, then there is so much less to use. I remember when we started this venture and I reached out to another podcaster and asked what equipment they used, because they had a great sound quality and they were gracious enough to provide us with a list and links and everything. But we looked at the cost and it was like, oh my gosh, if we try to do all of this with cash, because we don't believe in incurring debt, at least not at this stage in the game, then it was as if this is going to take us months to get the cash for this. Who knows when we will start this? And honestly, God said, go. God said, do it now. don't wait for anything. And the way that God has shown up through this entire process, the way that God enables certain things to happen, that is a direct result of our obedience in that. And we definitely submitted and still submit that request to God, but we fully believe that God is going to give us that equipment. But we also fully believe that God is going to honor the effort that we put in now. And so we do it. And are things perfect? No. There's so many things that happen along the way. Just like Saritha mentioned earlier, there are some failed attempts. There are things that happen, but we stay the course because God gave us all an assignment. And we know that He'll see it through if we see it through.
It's so true. It reminds me of a scripture in Psalms. It's 40 verses 1 through 2. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. So we literally have been crying out to God for help for everything at every turn.
Yes.
When it came to this.
There have been so many moments in the editing process, creating website process, creating graphics process, marketing, anything. There have been so many moments where I know I've hung my head and been like, God, oh my gosh, help me. And the beautiful thing about that is that God responds.
Every single time.
Absolutely. Another one of the things that keeps us from following our dreams is a fear of failure. And that was something that actually haunted me for a really, really long time. I've always known that I was gifted in certain things, but I somehow always felt like I just couldn't do it. And I was afraid of failing at it. I think a part of me was even afraid of succeeding at it. I was just afraid in general. And as a result, I wasn't moving. And so I would see people around me, all around me, doing amazing things. And there was a point where I actually thought that something was wrong with me mentally, because I just didn't understand why I couldn't move forward. And I felt like this is my lot in life, to just support the people who do things, but I won't have something that I will do. And I share all of this just to encourage anybody who is afraid of failing by letting you guys know that, man, not starting is the worst way to fail. And I would rather try it and have it crash and burn than to not try it at all, because just it really would eat at me that there were things that I wanted to do and I just wasn't doing it, wasn't pursuing them, and it gnawed at my heart and at my spirit. It affected my self-confidence and it really dragged me down. I don't know if I've ever truly officially struggled with any kind of depression, but I will say that the way that I felt when I operated in that fear of failure felt a lot like what I would think that depression would feel like.
That is so tough. And I understand the fear of failure, because failure is hard. It's not like failure
is a bad word.
It's like fun times. Failure is hard. Failure is crushing at times. And I could just think of Joseph in the Bible, who had a huge dream, a God-given dream, but failed so many times.
No.
To the point of where his brothers, you know, sold him into slavery. He got lied on by old girl. I mean, yes. Seriously, he got left in prison.
Up. Yes.
He had so many setbacks that you would think at some point he would just be like, I quit. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore, God. But he was faithful in every area that he was in, no matter what.
Yes.
And ultimately, God worked it out and he got to his dream. It took him a while. Like all of the stuff that we talked about, it took years and years and years. But at the end of the day, he did achieve his dream, and his dream ended up saving the children of Israel.
Yes. It makes me think of a scripture in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
It's one of my favorite scriptures.
Yes.
It's so good.
It's exciting.
It's just encouraging. It reminds me of Zechariah 4:10, which is one of the scriptures that I remind myself over and over again when it comes to cleaners. It says, do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. So even though it may not be at the level of the dream that you have, your beginning baby steps, please God, He rejoices to see you begin. And from there, He can make all of the increase. But just those starting moments, that is where, you know, heaven rejoices with you.
Absolutely. And I love the, I've come to enjoy it, actually, these small beginnings, because we know what God has said to all of us about the future of Clean Ears. Not all of it, but we have an idea of some of the things that God wants to do through Clean Ears. And it's exciting to just know, like, wow, this just started at a dining room table where, you know, at Saritha's house, where we just decided, hey, still want to do that podcast? And it's a part of our story now, and I'm excited for it, because a lot of great stories in the Bible started with small beginnings, and I'm just happy to have a story that mirrors somebody in the Bible. Not Judas, though. I'm sorry, y'all.
Right, there's something I'm like, I don't want to be like you.
We were having such a moment.
Thanks. But with our story and the scriptures that we've shared, we want to encourage anyone listening that if you have a dream that you started to let die a little bit, or you've put off and you continue to put off because the situation seems like it's just not a perfect beginning of it, squash that. Time to let it go.
Exactly. And there's actually one thing that I want to speak to, because it was all up and through my life today. Distractions. I really, really went through it with distractions today. It was as if something was lurking over my house that just wanted me to accomplish nothing. And a lot of times we can feel like we're busy or feel like we're getting things done because our hands are moving and we're doing a lot of things and we're touching a lot of stuff, and it can feel like productivity. But one thing I would encourage you guys to do, because it was something I had to stop and encourage myself to do today, is prioritize properly and really prioritize for the things that are important to you. It's so easy, especially in today's world, to get caught up in being busy. It's easy to come in from work and next thing you know, the sun is down. You have not eaten. You've accomplished nothing. You've just been on the gram. And so I just wanted to at least mention something briefly about distractions, just to be aware of them and to be mindful of, wait, is this getting me closer to fulfilling the purpose that God has called me to? Or am I just doing something? Mm-hmm. Was my evening just full, or was it full of purpose?
That's so true. And so literally whatever is keeping you from maximizing your time on earth, identify it and correct it.
Absolutely. I think honesty is the first step. Well, as soon as you know what it is, admit, hi, my name is Simone and I'm addicted to Netflix. Whatever the situation is, be okay to admit it and get accountability. Oh my gosh. I be getting accountability for the smallest of things, but it's so effective.
It's so helpful. Yes, it is. I feel like we're going to have to do a whole episode on distractions.
Yeah.
I feel like we just decided on that.
I'm with it.
But we definitely want to pray it out. Today has been so good and inspiring, and hopefully it gets some of you guys to reach back into that dream and get you started again.
Get up off that thing.
Okay.
Sorry. That's not how you start a prayer. I'm sorry, guys.
Lord, we just thank you for your word. Thank you for the downloads of information and wisdom that you've given us. And we're praying right now that you have started to renew the dreams of the listeners' hearts at this moment. Lord, you're reminding them of the ideas and the movements that you have called them to make, Lord. And we're praying that they start to make those baby steps right now and don't despise those small beginnings. We pray this in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do?
I do it!
You. People have been talking, man. You know what I'm going to do?
I'm going to just do it.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, my gosh.
It's game time.
I'm so stressed.
I'm scared like a mud. I'm so scared.
All right. So we're about to play a game called
Scripture Cypher. Uh-oh.
This excitement that you're hearing is real fake right now.
Oh, it's so fake.
I am fearing for my life. So, what we are doing is we are about to battle rap, y'all. Me and Sarifa are about to go toe-to-toe, but with the scriptures. So, Courtney in all of her evil ways, because that's just how I feel like I'm being set up. Ever since Priscilla and Aquila, I just don't really trust Courtney like that.
Not at all. Things ain't been right since then.
Nothing was ever the same. And so, we got to go at it, old school, battle rap style. You ready, Sarifa?
No.
Okay, we're going to try that again, because that's not how it works. You ready, Sarifa?
Oh, Lord. Okay.
DJ Moan, drop the beat.
Did you just DJ Moan yourself?
They didn't know. Dang. You took all the cool out of it. Okay, so guys, we're going to start the music. All right, but for real though, drop the beat. Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. MC Moan. Semi-automatic. All bars, no static. I should have probably not laughed. People may be right in their own eyes, but the Lord be examining their insides. Lord, teach me to do your will so I can keep it real. May your spirit lead me so I can keep it trill. Because where two or more together, up there is your people. You be right there in the middle like a church with a steeple. Yo, they wanted to harm me, but you intended it all for good. Yeah. What's impossible for people is possible with God all day, every day. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful. You can't change who you are. Yo, I don't know. Why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say? It hurts his feelings. That's why Jesus... That's why Jesus wept.
What it do? Sari J in the building. Now repent of your sins and turn to God so your sins may be wiped away. You don't see how wonderful he is? Kind, tolerant, and patient. God is with you, mean nothing to you. Can you see his kindness intended for you to turn from sin? So rejoice in the Lord and be glad. Who obey him shall for God and whose heart is pure. Charm is deceptive and beauty doesn't last, but a woman who fears the Lord will always be greatly praised.
Oh.
What? Or have you forgotten? Nah, that when we join with the Christ, with Jesus in baptism, we join him in his death. Share your burdens and in his way, obey the law of Christ. Okay, but it's no shame to suffer being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by his name, though. However, those the Father has given me will come to me and I'll never reject them.
Hey, yo, it's rough. I am stressed out. So, guys, after much deliberation, that happened off air because we just really needed to get our bearings.
Oh my goodness.
We are not able to determine a winner.
We're too close to this.
Too close, because we're both invested in these bars. We're all invested in these bars.
We gave you this art, bruh.
So, when this episode airs, we're going to have a post on Instagram. You can weigh in on who you think won. I'm going to go ahead and let you know. You need to go ahead and just pick Simone.
Please pick Simone.
Girl, stop it right now.
I don't want to rap again, y'all. I'm retired.
That was good. So be looking out for that. And you know what? We want to challenge you guys to do your own scripture cipher. We would love it if you would take your favorite scriptures, drop a beat behind it, make a video on Instagram, and tag us in it using the hashtag clean ears.
I can't wait to see these videos. It's going to be hilarious. Bring them.
We're not going to be laughing at you, though. We're going to be laughing with you because remember, you already got all this evidence on your phone on tape of us. So just know any laughs are with you and not at you. Mm-hmm. We love you and don't use our videos to embarrass us. Please don't make us memes. What did we just do? All I need is just a little time to get it right.
just a little time to get it right. All's I need, 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 all's I need.
What's in your headphones? What's in your headphones? So excited, guys. You know it's my favorite part of the show. When we talk about what's in our headphones.
Yes.
So go on, Mo. Tell me what about.
Oh, my goodness. So what is in my headphones is Contradiction by Molly Music featuring Jhené Aiko, and it is on the Chirac soundtrack. Y'all, first of all, that's a tongue twister right there. But I love this record. It's just so much fun to listen to. It has a reggae vibe to it, which you know I love. And also, the video is just, oh my goodness. I love the video. It's just, it's a party that I want to be at.
Yes.
If I'm not too safe to say that, I would like to be at that party, please and thank you.
We meet again, good friend. You see the stars come down to meet you. You look like the last time. Let a new day come and greet you. Stuck in your ways, stuck in your mind. Stuck all the time in there, out of that room, especially mine. Used to be fine, I swear I was confused. Used to be blind. That was a moment in time when I thought of you. Now I'm on mine. So say hey to everybody. Yo.
And I just love the record. It's real smooth, rides good in the car, it's great for the house when you're chilling. It's just a good all-around record. They both sound amazing, and anytime as a singer, if a song makes me want to sing with it and start harmonizing and start doing runs and things like that, then it's a winner for me because something in it moved me, and this song does it for me. Listen to it, enjoy it. Contradiction. Sarita.
Yes.
What you got?
So my headphones, I like this song so much. It's called Sammy Sosa.
Hey.
By Words Played off that new Clown Town.
Ow.
So we talked about the mixtape before, and yes, we really have enjoyed it. It's such a good album and a representation of Words Played, but this song right here, it has a funny tagline talking about how Sammy Sosa definitely went from dark to light. If you don't know what that even means, I need you to look him up. He's a baseball player. Just know. It's real.
Cause Mark sitting is still whack. Yo, meet the team. They uptown, still down the clown. When I come around, Rich told the kid to man up. Or there might be your man down. And yeah, few things changed since I moved off of that island. Yeah. To the west side where they wildin'. Yeah. Mexican to Galen. So throw it up, throw up. Too twisted, don't get it twisted. That's in and out. In case you missed it, my can of tub. Don't mean the biscuit. My life is his. Ain't scared to risk it. Still hate religion. Take me alive.
But just talking about the transformation we do as people, like our sinful nature is now made pure through Christ. It vibes. It's just a good song. You want to ride to it. The whole album is great. You want to ride to it. But I love it. It was a great representation of Words Play that is, you know, humorous but still has its moments and a vibe to it. So there you go. Love it. Again, all of these songs and more will be on our Spotify playlist. So if you want to vibe with us, better get on that April playlist.
Yes, please. And that can be found on our website, www.cleanearshow.com.
That's that Sammy Sosa. Dr. Light. That's that Sammy Sosa. Dr. Light. Call that Sammy Sosa.
Guys, I just want you to know that Sarita has had about 7 different hairstyles today.
Yeah, I have.
She is legit. She has had pigtails, half up, half down. You know, I'm just waiting to see if she's going to do like a halo braid or like
not
some
today.
Bantu knots. I don't know what's next.
That actually is going to happen.
Just know that she's had several hairstyles today because apparently straight hair Sarita does this. Natural hair Sarita comes in with one hairstyle and leaves with the same hairstyle. Straight hair Sarita is apparently, I don't know, extra.
I'm a diva.
Oh my goodness. Excuse me, this is about clean music. Thank you.
My bad.
All right, let's get it out. Let's nap it out. All
right, so here we go. It's time to say goodbye.
Aww.
Outro, honey. Big ups and thank yous.
to Courtney P.
What?
Ow! Holding it down always, confusing people and giving us difficult things to do to embarrass us in public. Shout out to Courtney.
Yes.
But who has legit been working mad hard in the background. And I even think she's cleaning up right now, so that's really dope. And honestly, we'd also like to thank you. We've been getting a lot of really great feedback on social media over the past few weeks, really. But we got some messages this week that really touched our heart. Mm-hmm. And they really encourage us to keep this thing going. And we just thank you guys so much for listening, for following, for liking, for sharing. And just thank you.
Thank you so much. And we just, if you haven't shared us yet, go ahead and share us. I mean, tell a friend, tell a homie. Tell your whole Facebook page. I don't know. Tell somebody.
Everybody.
We love to keep growing. And I feel like you guys are definitely part of that growth.
Absolutely. So right now, if you could just, I don't know if you like musicals, but just know that we are about that life over here. So enjoy the smooth sounds of the Rent cast.
Woo!
Singing to you.
Tears.
Yes. Don't cry. We might. I guess that was for us.
Right.
Well, guys, have a great week. We'll see you next time, or we won't because we can't see you.
This is one of those, ain't it?
But I still have a great week.
Oh, we out.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. Celebrate, remember, we're here in the light of prayer.